here's a story from The World.
So let's talk about how carbon offsets exactly work, like the one IOC President Thomas Bach mentioned. That's on the agenda in our weekly look at climate change solutions, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Going carbon neutral doesn't mean entirely halting all greenhouse gases. It means reducing emissions and then paying to capture and store the same amount of carbon you're still emitting. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll be looking at the problems and promise of purchasing carbon offsets. The World's Anna Kussmer explains what an offset is and some of their inherent problems.
The idea is sort of simple. An offset is paying someone to take carbon out of the atmosphere to offset the amount you're emitting. Usually this means conserving forests, paying to regrow trees that have already been cut, or protect a standing forest. It's a $5 billion-plus dollar business that attracts companies from Microsoft to...
Disney is working to support fair trade coffee farmers through an innovative project in the Altomayo Forest in the Amazon region of northern Peru.
Disney invested in forest conservation to offset their cruise ship emissions. Cruise ships are incredibly polluting.
Lauren Gifford from the Metropolitan State University of Denver did her PhD research on Disney's offset projects in Peru. The project started in 2009 to get farmers to stop cutting down trees to plant coffee.
So part of that Disney money was meant to retrain folks, get them to like do more small scale sustainable agriculture so that they're not like moving when the soil was no longer fruitful.
Disney invested millions of dollars in its offset projects and markets itself as an eco-friendly company.
Taking a Disney cruise on a totally amazing ship, designed to minimize its impact on the environment.
Our commitment to protecting our planet comes to life every day around the world.
One way to do this is to invest in standing forests in places like Peru. This is exactly what Disney is doing in the Altomayo.
Offsets can seem like a win-win. Make companies look environmentally responsible and raise money for forest conservation. Their demand has gone up in recent years and is expected to go up even more to help polluters meet net zero emission promises. Last year, the UN launched a big effort to source more forest offsets to meet growing demand.
There are so many companies coming out there.
John Davis is with South Pole, an environmental consultancy company that specializes in offsets.
Not just companies, but also countries and governments that are committing to net zero carbon emissions by 2050, if not before.
The problem with offsets is that it's really hard to tell if they're actually reducing carbon emissions. When scrutinized, many projects fall short. Lauren Gifford found this to be the case with Disney's project in Peru.
There was a lot of violence erupting in the area.
The land was contested and many local people fought against the project.
And if you have that level of conflict, like your resources are not going to avoiding deforestation or improving the way a forest is managed.
A Bloomberg investigation last year found how much forest was actually saved was hard to gauge because Disney's estimates relied on murky math. And this gets to the wider pitfalls of offsets. There are two main ones, says Tim Searchinger, an offsets expert at Princeton University and the World Resources Institute. One, are you really saving the forest?
So if you pay somebody to protect a forest, how do you know that they weren't going to just protect that forest anyway?
Two, are you just moving deforestation somewhere else?
If you pay John to protect his forest over here, but you still have demand for food, does Jill then just go and clear some forest over there so you don't get an actual net gain?
And the protection needs to last for as long as a century to actually offset the emissions the forest is meant to. If these conditions can be met, offsets could help save a lot of forests, says Searchinger.
I think one of the cheaper ways of helping to solve climate change is basically in this space, if you really do it right. So I think this is a good space to be focused on.
But there are scant examples of what it means to do offsets right. Instead, there are dozens of examples of projects that fail, backfire, or lead to bad outcomes for local people, like Disney's work in Peru. Critics of offsets say they let polluters off the hook, and the dynamic of rich countries paying poor ones leads to a dangerous power imbalance. Here's Lauren Gifford again.
There's a term in the scholarship called carbon colonialism.
Money from rich countries being invested in ones with fewer resources and power.
And then dictating to those folks who are hosting these projects how you need to maintain that land for 100 years. And that, again, is privileging the interests of polluters in how people, you know, exist in their space and manage their land.
Experts I talked to said rich countries investing in projects within their own borders could lessen the power imbalance between buyer and seller. And doing projects at a larger scale could help save more trees. Working in areas where fewer people use the forest could reduce conflict. And John Davis from South Pole says offsets should be used as a last resort.
With your unavoidable emissions, with those emissions you simply can't get rid of, come into the carbon offset market to purchase those.
Even experts who have been studying offsets for decades don't know whether they'll ever be a great solution, like Barbara Haya at the University of California, Berkeley.
I mean, some days I wake up and I'm like, we just need to throw offsets away because there's no way to regulate it because of that uncertainty and that subjectivity and all of the pressures.
She's seen a lot of plans on paper that just didn't work in practice.
And then some days I wake up and I'm like, no, we just need to tighten up the rules to really assure the buyers and the public that those credits are real.
By 2050, scientists say greenhouse gases will need to be sequestered at a massive scale to limit global warming to the safest levels. Conserving forests will be a big part of that. The question is how much offsets can actually help. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.